So many of you might have already seen my original YouTube channel got deleted. I think I had like 75,000 followers or something like that. I've always been shadow banned on YouTube for a long time. I'm actually shadow banned on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. And so it wasn't really surprising to me because I know you're not allowed to talk about those people. You're not even allowed to mention them. I'm talking about the people that Dave Chappelle just mentioned in his stand-up comedy. I'm talking about the people that Kanye West have recently mentioned over and over again to us about who controls the music industry. I'm talking about the people that that Kyrie Irving didn't even mention. He just retweeted something. Think about that. Kyrie Irving just retweeted something about him. And all of a sudden, all heck broke loose. He lost sponsor. All he did was retweet. He didn't even say it himself. He saw something online, said, "Oh, let me retweet this." And next thing you know, he didn't lost sponsors. Probably gonna end up eventually getting kicked out of the NBA. I don't know. He came back now, but who knows? I'm sure they're not gonna re-sign his contract after this. Who knows, right? But he experienced all kind of turmoil about these people. And so the Bible says in Revelations 3 and 9, we also know it's in Revelations 2 and 9, that I know them who say they are. We're not even going to mention them no more. We're just going to say the people that Kanye West was talking about, right? These people that own the movie production companies, these people that own, oh God, help me preach this thing. They own all the news media stations.
The Jewish media. I mean, the media is kind of controlled by a lot of Jewish people out here. We can actually see here who controls your mind. This was a chart back in 2013. All of these red is Jewish people, right? So they own like Universal Studios, ABC News, CBS, CNN, Columbia Pictures, DreamWorks, Facebook, Google, also run by Jewish people, Yahoo, Marvel, Pixar, The New York Post, LucasArts, MSNBC, DreamWorks, Comcast, The New York Times, Comedy Central, Wall Street Journal. I mean, admittedly, a lot of these large media organizations and tech companies that are able to shape global narratives are run by Jewish people. So does Kanye West have a point here?
They have the greatest lobby in Washington, D.C. Their lobby is the biggest lobbying group in Washington, D.C., which means they own all your politicians. I want y'all to see something real quick. We are able to mention white people in any kind of way we want to mention white people. Matter of fact, they're